Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Hey everybody, this is Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 43.
Yes.
We are gonna handle the fucking most epic pay-per-view I've seen in this almost year I've been watching wrestling.
I was gonna say probably the best pay-per-view I've seen, which is saying a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So today we're going to cover AEW's All Out pay-per-view.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
And there's a lot in this. It just kept, like, the hits just kept coming. It never slowed down.
It didn't.
Even, like, the slow, like, the two kind of slow points in it, I was like, oh, wow, okay. They still, like, kind of pushed everything forward, and it was absolutely insane.
It had great momentum. Like, yeah. This isn't my first AEW pay-per-view. I watched, what is it? Full Gear?
I think you watched Full Gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that would have been November.
Yeah. So this isn't my first AEW pay-per-view, but fucking hell. I don't know how y'all are going to top this one.
Seriously.
Woo, boy. Even, like, the pre-show stuff was good.
The pre-show was insane. Like, okay, yeah, I'm biased or whatever. Best friends are in the pre-show, so of course I'm going to watch. And I even said that to a few people. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fucking watch the pre-show. Like, my boys are in it. So,
do you not always watch the pre-show?
Not always, because sometimes it's just, like, it's usually one match, and so I'm getting everything ready for, like, the main show. So, like, I'm usually making dinner, seeing as, like, how us on the West Coast get it.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Usually dinner time for us, or, like, you know, Sundays I'm doing laundry, I'm cleaning the house, getting ready for the work week. Thankfully, this one fell on a holiday, kind of. Well, Monday's Labor Day. So for us here in the States. But yeah, so I wasn't doing anything. I was literally just on my couch hanging out, and I'm like, cool, I'm not gonna do anything. So I got to just sit there and watch it, and of course I was gonna watch it because, yeah, best friends. But It was Best Friends and Jurassic Express versus the Hardy Family Office, which I didn't realize that that's what they were called.
Yeah.
I know, like, I couldn't figure out what HFO was. And I was like, oh, it's Hardy Family Office. Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
it was an amazing match. It was super fun, a lot of back and forth.
It was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. Really good. Chuck, like, did amazing. Excuse
Chuck
me, Mr. Chuck Taylor.
Killed it.
Even I think it was, who was it? Tony? It was either Tony or Excalibur was like, oh, the most underrated person in this tag match is Chuck Taylor. I'm like, excuse me, he is, but he is so underrated. He's such a great wrestler, and people forget that. I know.
He is super underrated. I don't feel like he gets enough credit, because when you watch his matches, like, he's a blast to watch. He does cool shit.
Everyone knows I adore Kenny Omega, and Kenny Omega has a great finisher. Chuck Taylor has my absolute favorite finisher in all of wrestling.
Oh, snap.
So, yeah, Anyway, love Chuck E. T.
Can we get more Chuck Taylor on the map?
Seriously. Anyway, he was great. Good job, Chuck Taylor. You did wonderful. And yeah, so they won anyway. They won. So great job, boys.
They won. Then,
but fucking Butcher came out because he's back. Great job, Butcher. I'm glad you're all healed up. You're still a badass. We still love you, Andy. So
yeah, obsessed with Andy Williams. Stop yeah. it.
I know you're part of the bad guys, but we still absolutely love you.
He's like one of the only ones from Hardy Family Office I'm still into. No, I really like the bunny. That's a lie. I'm a fucking liar. I still enjoy the Butcher Blade bunny combo.
Yeah.
Very much, even though they're all bunnies fucking insane.
I really like her with Penelope Ford right now too.
Yes, I was enjoying that too.
Like, ooh, I like this tag team. They're so bad.
They're so bad and they're just like such crazy women.
Yeah. But
really doing yeah. a lot.
So the Butcher came back and then they like all held Orange Cassidy down and they were like threatening to cut his hair. And I'm like, I cannot do an Orange Cassidy hair match. How dare you? Do not touch that man's hair.
Oh my God. I'm like, what would he even look like?
I know. There was also, sorry, go ahead.
I don't know if I want to find out.
I've seen him with very long hair.
Oh, really?
I've seen it. I guess I've seen him with kind of short hair too, but I don't know. This is like peak OC right now, so
I'd have to agree completely. And I know nothing of his history, but this what is the fucking word I'm trying to say? Incarnation of him?
Yeah, we'll take it.
is fantastic.
I was gonna say I also really liked when they were kind of playing chicken with Jack Evans and Jungle Boy.
Oh my God.
Dude. It was perfect. It was wonderful.
I fucking cannot with Jack Evans and Angelico. I cannot with that man. Specifically Angelico. Like, stop doing the Weekend at Bernie's dance and please start wrestling. Please, sir.
Oh my God.
Cannot.
He's
and
very silly.
He fucking came out dancing like it was his music playing, but it's not. It's the HFO music playing. Like, I fucking cannot with this guy.
You don't like his little like shoulder shimmy?
No, I hate saying this. It sounds so weird and I have absolutely no basis behind this. He makes me uncomfortable. Like, and it's through a TV screen and I don't understand. Like, there's something about him makes me uncomfortable.
There's always that game that like I've played with people where it's like three men you trust with your drink. Amanda would not trust Angelica with her drink.
Oh my God, that's such an amazing game. Holy shit. You know what?
Like, you would trust best friends with your drink, right?
Yeah, I would totally trust best friends with my drink. 100%. I would trust the Butcher with my drink.
Oh, 100%.
yeah, oh. I don't know if I wouldn't trust the bunny with my drink. a little bit.
And I mentioned this before we started recording, and of course I forgot to talk about it when we're actually recording. They gave once again they gave Yuta and Chuck Taylor matching pants. Thank you.
I was not for Yuta being around in the beginning, mm-hmm. but it seems to have gotten like better.
Yeah.
Like there is more of a dynamic growing now. So I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm getting into it, I guess.
And Chuck's a great dad. Chuck's a great dad.
Oh my God. Chuck.
I can't believe Yuta's still not signed too.
He's not?
He's not signed.
But he was in a fucking pay-per-view. Holy shit. Good for you, bud.
Not signed.
Well, maybe through being with best friends, like it will kind of, I don't know, help him strengthen some of his moves.
Give him that contract, Tony. Come on.
You know what?
He's a good boy.
I'm gonna save it for the very end, and because I have so many things to say about AEW right now.
Okay, we'll save it.
So we're gonna go through the pay-per-view, and then at the very end I will just give my thoughts. My overall AEW thoughts.
We'll have final thoughts at the end.
Save your questions.
Yeah.
We're going to have final thoughts at the end.
So the first match was for the TNT Championship. They really just kind of like went straight into it. And so it was Miro versus Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston with the fucking redeem these nuts.
Dude.
Shirt. It happened on Friday. And they had a shirt by Sunday.
Oh my fucking God with that t-shirt.
And this match went so much longer than I thought it was going to. Because sometimes with Miro, I think that they make people kind of job out to him where it's like, oh, he's big boy. So let's like just fucking fight. But this like was actually a really good, fun match.
This was and amazing.
It was hard hitting.
Well, because so I'll say this. I have a hard time with Miro matches, like you said, because he's such a big dude. And like, everybody just kind of jobs out to him. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, but no, there's people that could totally wrestle Miro and like, yes. And like hold their own. And fuck yes, Eddie Kingston's totally one of those dudes.
Yeah.
Cause he's fucking got attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he don't give a fuck.
And he was not giving up the whole time. He really was like, he was getting God. Miro in the neck. He was like,
it was, and so if you good. Saw
at the very end of the match, Miro's chest was so red.
It was fucking purple.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
How does it bruise so fast? Jesus fuck. So kids, wrestling is not fake. It is.
I was gonna say that.
Wrestling's not fake, it's fucking scripted. There's a difference. Fuck everyone. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you how much I hate that look when you say that you're into wrestling and they're like, oh, isn't it fake? 100% SpongeBob meme. Oh, isn't it fake?
Yeah,
I'm fucking cross-stitching that immediately.
Please do.
And I'm going to make it say that stupid isn't wrestling fake.
This match had the first thing that was kind of weird. I guess I didn't catch it right away. But going back, I had seen a clip that the ref kind of prevented Eddie from throwing Miro into the exposed turnbuckle.
Yes.
So I thought that was an interesting move. I'm like,
So I guess that's what's supposed to happen.
Is it
I don't remember if I saw this on fucking Wrestle Twitter or where the fuck I saw it, but they were saying something about like in the wrestling guidelines of referees, they're supposed to do that. And I'm like, never. And I don't know shit about wrestling still. I've only been watching for not even a full year, but I'm like, I've watched a ton of matches at this point and I've never seen a ref cover the fucking uncovered turnbuckle ever.
Yeah, because that's usually like a thing that's totally fine.
Was this a very reminiscent moment when Roman Reigns was fighting Kevin Owens and couldn't get the fucking handcuffs off and the refs just stopped counting? Was this one of those moments?
because there was definitely like a delayed count. And
Miro fucking mule kicked Eddie in his balls. Because of this, like,
I know,
I'm so mad about that. I just, dude to dude, I feel like that's dude to dude violence.
Yeah,
like
it's not okay. It was a great way to start the pay-per-view.
Sorry, so the fucking mule kick to the balls reminded me of that thing that you sent me that Alley Cat tweeted. Bro, I'm sorry, we have to. If we could not love Alley Cat more than we already do, we are huge fans. This solidified my love for this woman.
Let me see if I can bring it up. Yeah, oh, so someone tweeted out because Tony Deppen like tried to low blow Alley Cat in a match this weekend, and someone decided to say, if wrestling has taught me anything, women are like Barbie dolls down there, zero nerve endings. Because he tried to freaking Bobby Hill versus Peggy Hill her, basically, like
he kicked her in the fucking crotch.
Yeah, and she replied back to him, "It's from y'all rubbing us like game controllers." And I mean, just a queen, just continues to be a queen.
And you cannot tell me this woman is not amazing. Like, you, there's, you're never going to bring anything to the table that makes me hate Allie Catch. Like, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's too many amazing things here. Because you're rubbing us like game controllers.
It's ridiculous. She's so good.
She's phenomenal. Allie Catch, we fucking love you. Yeah. Please let us send you a t-shirt.
Just an Allie Catch support podcast at this point.
We're going in a new direction come the new year. We're just going to be an Allie Catch support podcast.
How to talk to your friend about Allie Catch. That's all I'm going to be.
I'm not mad about this direction.
Could be our new sugar, everything. New sticker.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we have to get back on track. We can't
second match.
About...
Sorry. Back to AEW All Out. The second match was also a fucking heavy hitter.
This is where things went wrong for poor Ashley, because her aunt, her kitchen was filled with ants for the second time this day. I have an ant problem right now, and it's bumming me out. So I saw Moxley come out, and then I walked into my kitchen to get water, and there was ants everywhere. So I had to pause. I had to stop and clean a bunch of ants out of my kitchen. So I missed Kojima. I missed the match with Kojima. I missed fucking... okay, so I walked back in and fucking... Suzuki was in there. What the fuck is happening?
I'm sure you were very confused.
Well, because I was walking past and I'm like, that's not Kojima. Like, is that Suzuki? And yeah. And then he was bleeding. And I'm like, why is Suzuki in the ring bleeding? What's happening?
Because Moxley got bloody and Suzuki touched him.
Okay, it just wiped his little blood.
Because like Mox had like the craziest elbow cut. And so that's how Suzuki got bloody.
Okay.
So here, I'll catch you up on this match.
You can catch
me up on the match I fucking missed. One. My love for John Moxley just continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking dude. I love that he comes out through the crowd. I love that, like, he smacks people's water bottles out of their hands.
But they probably paid $7 for it, and he's like, fuck your $7 water.
I'm not even mad. I'm like, please, John Moxley, come slap a water bottle out of my hand. Can I pay John Moxley to smack ho-hos and ding-dongs out of my hands?
Smack my $7 beer out of my hand.
Dude, John Moxley's my new diet plan.
That'd be great. It would help so much. I know I would definitely benefit from it.
I would just be so afraid to eat that it wouldn't happen. I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna slap this out of my hand. Just smack all the carbs out. But yeah, I love that he comes through the crowd. I love that he lets people like touch him and like aggressively touch him.
Oh, just little grabs and all.
So, and y'all are ballsy with the wrestlers, buddy. I'm just gonna, wrestling fans, I have not figured out. You guys are an enigma all yourselves. Some of you are cool, some of you freak me out, and like, just you guys are all too comfortable touching them. Don't touch them.
Yeah.
I really don't like it. Even in non-COVID times, don't touch them.
I think that like the only person I would be okay with touching, weirdly enough, is Nick Gage, because you kind of like are in the pit when he comes out for his entrance. But I feel like that's because it's welcomed. But even then, I don't know.
I think I would be terrified to touch Nick Gage. Maybe. That man scares me on a level I have never experienced before.
But he wants you to. That's the thing.
He's also terrified. I feel like he's probably a teddy bear. Like, he's probably the sweetest man alive.
Oh my God. All the stories that were coming out this weekend about him. I know this is about AEW.
No, you're fine. Like,
Ron Funches was like, cause he had him on his podcast. I love Ron Funches too. But Ron Funches is like huge wrestling nerd and a comedian. And he's going to fight Tony Deppen at the show in LA.
Nice.
But Ron Funches was like backstage at GCW. And Nick Gage like had just come off his match, And he went up to Ron because, like, you know, he's sweaty and gross and, like, kind of bloody. And he just came up to Ron and he was like, do you need anything? Do you need water? Do you need, like, do you need a blunt? Do you need, do you need anything? Because you let me in your house and you took care of me. You're in my house. I want to take care of you. And I'm like,
oh my God.
God damn you, Nick Cage.
Oh my God, you're terrifying in some of the greatest ways.
Just a sweet boy.
Oh, damn.
Sweet danger boy.
See, yeah, 100%. Okay.
Back John Moxley
and Kojima. This match was, one, I have no idea who Kojima is. I obviously need to watch more fucking New Japan. I apologize, everyone. Crowd was popping.
We know Kojima, like, well, I know him from a little bit of New Japan, but also Kojima's known for his love of bread.
What?
He loves bread.
Does he do that weird shit where he, like, puts his head on it? He just, like, smacks his head on it?
No, I don't think he's
do you like, remember that?
Fetishist, but...
Do you remember that weird fucking fetish?
But he talks about it on Twitter all the time. He's like, even after this, he's like, I'm going to be John Moxley and then I'm going to eat some nice, delicious bread. Like,
I don't understand, but okay, bud.
Kojima? I mean, I get it.
There was a lot of chops. Like, Suzuki's fucking chest looked exactly like Miro's by the end.
Oh, God. More chops, guys. Can we take a break?
Oh, dude, everybody was chopping everybody last night.
Shit.
It was fucking nuts. If I'm being completely honest, that's all I fucking remember.
Okay.
I don't remember anything super fucking crazy. I mean, they went at each other for sure. Okay. Moxley wins.
All right.
And then Suzuki. So, like, Suzuki's music starts. And again, I don't know anything about New Japan. So which I'm just
okay.
Like,
hey, you don't have to.
I was just like,
I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Who's this? And then this dude had seriously the longest fucking entrance. His music had been playing for a minute before we even saw him come out of the tunnel.
Oh, that's funny.
And then he was taking his sweet ass time. It's like when you're telling your child to get ready for school. That's the amount of time it took him to walk down the fucking ramp.
Oh, he just didn't care. He was like,
no,
this is not John Moxley's time. This is my time.
This is my motherfucking time. Mm-hmm. And he had such a crazy smile on his face the whole time.
Okay. I will say that, yeah, Suzuki is like a little bit insane.
I gathered.
If you couldn't tell from the haircut, that looks like a brain.
It's definitely a choice.
Yeah.
So then Suzuki gets in the ring and him and Mox just start going at it. And fucking Suzuki picks big boy ass Mox up and like slams him.
I did see the pile driver, which looked really scary.
Yeah, it was fucking gnarly. Oh, and then one of the announcers was like, because John Moxley ended up with like a gnarly cut on his elbow and it was bleeding pretty good. And one of the announcers was like, oh no, his elbow. He went out on an elbow injury before. And I'm like, oh my God, did he do something fucking gnarly to his elbow? Like, did it like turn sideways and come around to the other side? No, he got staph infection.
Okay. You say that, but Amanda, this man, like he had a staph infection, but like he had like the gnarliest fucking staph infection.
Okay.
It was a tiny cut and then it just kept getting more infected. Ew. And I think he has like cadaver pieces in his arm now.
What?
Because like veins and shit were going dead.
Fuck. Okay. All
right. And like that skin was dying. Like, yeah, no, shit was going sideways.
That sounds way more metal than how the announcers made it sound.
No. Yeah, no. I was getting nervous because like he kept coming back and then being like, okay, well, this was during the time that he was kind of like, he had just left WWE. He was in AEW kind of, and he was doing New Japan stuff. And so, yeah, it just didn't look good. And like, that's it was crazy. Purple and you can still see like, sorry, I'm like holding up the wrong arm on our Zoom call. You could still see on his arm sometimes, like where the infection was.
Oh,
like his veins pop out.
I am currently Googling
John Moxley's staph infection.
I'm doing it. Let's see it. I want to see this. Oh, wow.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, this is way more metal than, like, come on, announcers. Come on. You could have, like, oh, he had a staph infection. Doesn't sound like shit. You should have been like
MRSA. Like, he had MRSA.
Yeah. Like, John Moxley almost had a dead arm is more fucking appropriate.
And if MRSA spreads like bad enough, he could have lost his arm, basically.
Oh my God. This is nuts. Okay. Well, now I understand the concern. Before, it just seemed like we were being a little ridiculous.
Yeah. No. But the man almost lost an arm. So.
He seriously did.
We're gonna get Suzuki and Moxley on Wednesday, which is like, holy shit, it's already happening. So
yeah,
let's heal up that little arm, John Moxley. Let's make sure that doesn't get a staph infection. I think also you can get staph infections really easily from the ring, because that thing's disgusting and covered in sweat and blood. So
it's super common,
you know,
ringworm.
Yeah,
staph infection. It's so common.
I'm gonna hype up bringing those little sanitizer boys back from
from that one pay-per-view we watched.
Yeah, bring back sanitizer boys, little spray.
I don't think that's a bad idea, honestly. Like, dude, I did do jiu-jitsu for like a year and a half. The gym is a nasty place, which is why you immediately go home and wash your gi and take a fucking shower.
Yeah.
And you buy special soap.
Okay. I didn't know you have special soap.
I mean, not everybody uses it, but it's helpful. It just has like cleaner things in it. So like you can avoid
and stuff.
Yeah. So you can avoid ringworm and staph infection and God knows what else. And no offense, dudes, but y'all are nasty. Like, I've rolled with a handful of you. You're disgusting.
They kind of smell.
The BO is real. Almost immediately, too.
Also, shout out to, like, Chris at Tiger Driver, because he was handing out free deodorants, and people were, like, causing a scene about it. But, like, why?
He just wants to be hygienic.
Oh, you're handing out, like, you're projecting a stereotype of wrestling fans. Like, okay, y'all are in 90 degree heat in disgusting rooms. He's just trying to help everybody out. I would have taken some if I knew I smelled.
I would have taken it. I would have taken
free
it
because deodorant. Free deodorant.
Yeah. Like, why are we arguing with this, weirdos?
Anyway, I'm just sick of people. We're going into the AEW Women's Championship. It was Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Which she has come out and said, like, she knows is redundant, but she thinks it's funny. So, okay.
I don't hate it.
Versus everyone's favorite alien, Chris Statlander. Oh. Chris Statlander, I follow on Twitter. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Her body is insane.
Oh, yes, it is.
I can't. I just can't.
Holy crap. That woman's way too hot.
This match was so good.
So good. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm just thinking about all of the things that I watch these women do. Like, and this is going to sound so fucked up. This is the kind of women's wrestling I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, this is what women's wrestling is capable of if we allowed it to be a thing.
Exactly. And I think that that's the disappointment that I have with so many companies. Especially AEW, I'm looking at you.
Yes, yes.
Because this is how fucking good it could be.
Yeah.
And sometimes you let it squander a little bit. But this was so good.
This is exactly what I wanted with a fucking belt challenge.
Yeah.
Like, I want you who has the belt fighting for your fucking life to keep it. And then the other broad, I want you to scratch your fucking eyes out trying to get this belt. And I got it.
Cut Chris Statlander is so fucking strong. Like,
dude. Oh my God.
Was lifting fucking, oh my God, I can't even.
She straight lifted Britt Baker up above her, like, yeah, like Britt Baker weighs nothing, which she's a small woman, but she doesn't weigh nothing. She's all muscle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fucking shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
The fucking, sorry, I'm just like flashbang remembering moves that happened.
I think we're both like this right now, that we can't get our words out because we're just like,
it was just so good. The fucking, I don't even know what it's called, but they like flippy dude off the ring.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Yes.
Fucking shit. And they didn't just do like one cute flip together. Like, my mind was blown.
I think that was the Area 451, which I think, yes, is a cute name.
Oh my fucking God. And can we talk about Orange Cassidy's emotions?
Oh my God. Okay. So that caught me so off guard because I'm like,
so emotional.
You put dark pants on and all of a sudden your emotions can come out,
bro. Okay, so when Chris Statlander came out and then I saw all the boys, I was like, straight up, the boys look like the away team right now.
Yeah,
like we are fucking gone. Haley's Comet is coming and we are out of here.
Yeah. Oh, they're reflective freaking little sweatsuits that they have and their little goggles, God, and everything.
Yeah, the whole fucking thing.
And okay, so I love that Orange Cassidy like stays out with her, but he was like kind of just staring at her, like, because she was laying on the floor outside the ring, like,
yeah,
struggling to get up, and he was kind of just like staring at her and like looking, and then like he took his jacket off and then he's like, get up.
Oh my God, dude,
get back in there. And it like startled me. I'm like, who's this man?
I was so in love with the whole fucking moment. Like, I fucking love that he was there to cheer his friend on and like motivate her and like, you got this, get your ass up, like, you're doing this, you're not stopping. I'm gonna cry. It was so sweet. And you never see Orange Cassidy with any emotion, so like, this was huge.
Yeah,
because he's always so fucking calm and collected.
In the end, Britt does kind of get the lockjaw on her.
She does.
But fucking Statlander really, like,
she made it hard.
She made it very hard.
She made it very hard. She was not giving that up.
No, she really, really wasn't. It took her a really long time to tap. She did end up tapping, but oh my God, I could watch that match again and again and again.
Seriously, it was so good. And I'm sure, like, we didn't even mention half of the fucking things that happened.
No, yeah, it's just,
it's, we don't have words.
Yeah, we can't get our words out.
So, I know that in the beginning of watching AEW, I was, like, a serious Britt Baker hater. I still don't love this woman. She is not my favorite wrestler. But I will say this, especially after watching the pre-show. And so, one, I did not know that she was training to be a wrestler while in dental school. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And like, she has done a lot for women's wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, her, and I'm going to throw Thunder Rosa out there too. Like, those two women are fuck. Yeah. Like, they are skyrocketing and they're amazing. So, I don't love Britt Baker, but I can appreciate her as a female wrestler and what she has done.
You have respect for her.
I have respect for Britt Baker.
You don't have to love her, but you have respect for her. And I can, yes, appreciate you that for that, because she's great. But
she is great. She is. And I'm just going to throw it out there. She has the best fucking t-shirts. Like,
oh my God.
And she has the best fucking t-shirts.
Now she's going to have an action figure that has blood. And I think that's the only female that has a little head that you can change out that has a little blood on all over it.
I fucking love it. This is amazing. Yes. I'm buying that immediately.
You can just swap the little head out.
That's going to be so fucking sick. She's just going to have the bloody face head the whole time.
I've also decided I'm just going to buy the all four of everybody. So I'm going to buy Chuck Taylor, Trent, the new OC, one because they made a new one, even though it's just him with no shirt and a different, no sunglasses. I don't know. And then I'm going to buy Statlander. So I'm going to buy four figures when I can finally pre-order them. Jesus, it's taking forever.
I haven't really gotten into wrestling collecting yet, other than t-shirts. I have so many fucking wrestling t-shirts, it's not even funny.
As I have this wall behind me that's just like,
yes, I'm looking at it and I'm like,
well, shit.
Part of me is like, where even in my apartment would I start a wrestling collection?
Yeah,
because like, nobody knows this, guys, we haven't done tours of our living situations, but my entire apartment in almost every room is floor to ceiling art.
Yeah, you're kind of already covered.
Yeah, like I don't necessarily have a free space to start wrestling collection.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm trying to like, okay, if I move this here.
just make a little corner. I see a blank corner behind you.
Yes, this is also my bedroom. So I think I'd have to like share permission with what could go on the wall.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm not allowed to have wrestling stuff in the bedroom. I'm only allowed to have it in my designated office.
Designated, yeah. So like my bathroom, which is like the bathroom I do my makeup in, is kind of available. Mm. So like I could throw some wrestling shit in there.
Yeah. I almost want to take the one that's behind me right now, which is my signed Chuck Taylor with his championship PWG belt. That says to, if you can't see, it says to Ashley. Got it personalized. I want to take that to work, but then also I don't want to take it to work, but I might.
You know, I wish I had an area I could decorate more at work, but I'm just like in front of everyone and I don't want to be too personal, if that makes sense.
I guess. Yeah. I did have one of our new pages at my work look, because I have a big bulletin board next to my desk and it has just a bunch of shit on it. And she's like, oh, I like your mood board, or is that your inspiration board, like I like its vibes. And I'm just like, it's covered with wrestling stuff and like nerdy shit, but yeah, sure, it's my
your vision board.
Yeah, it's my vision board. Ooh. A vision of something.
Give me a little alone time. I'm just afraid I'd have some like, god, because I work with junior high kids, so I'm just always fearful that like they're gonna get a tidbit of information and then I'm just gonna be, it's gonna be an onslaught of questions.
Right, true. Yeah,
because like one of them found out I like the Misfits, and now every time this kid comes into the office he's like, oh my god, did you hear this song? And I'm like, baby boy, the Misfits have been around forever, like they're older than me. Yeah. And he was like, well, I mean, you're pretty old, so that's got to be old. And I'm like, thank you for that. That was lovely, actually.
Detention.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? And then he'll ask me, like, he came in the other day and he asked me if I like Metallica. And I unfortunately had to just like totally burst his bubble.
You're like, not a fan.
He's like, I'm sorry, I do not like Metallica. And I was like, oh, but they did a Misfits cover of Last Breath and they actually did a really great job, so you should look for that song. And then he started laughing at me.
Okay, back to it. We're gonna talk too much. This is gonna be the longest episode
ever. This is gonna be the longest episode ever. I'm not even mad. Okay, sorry. What was next? Okay, so Britt Baker wins.
Yes.
I hope Chris Statlander gets another chance at it. She would be an amazing women's champ.
Oh yeah, we love to see it. Love you, Chris Statlander. You're my favorite alien. We have the tag team championship.
Jesus, fuck.
This was from the fucking jump. Listen, nothing was gonna follow the Lucha Bros entrance ever in the history of the world. Nothing was gonna follow that. Certainly not fucking Nick Jackson's disgusting bleach job. That's for damn sure.
Why is part of his goatee bleached?
They need to, whoever is bleaching that man, please stop bleaching him.
Please stop it.
It's please stop bad.
It's not cute.
And now we don't have the belts anymore. Spoiler. we don't have, just put it all back. Just put it all back.
Make it dark again. I am very, very, like, so happy and thankful that the Lucha Bros are the ones that got the huge entrance and not the Young Bucks.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, and as far as fucking entrances go, like, holy shit.
They went out.
Dude, that shit was phenomenal. Fucking nominal. Like, oh God, I am so speechless through so much of this and I feel so bad. But like,
yeah.
I have no words. It was fucking amazing. I love the embracing of culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not just whitewashing everything. Like,
yeah.
Oh my fucking God, yes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I'm for it. I want more of it. I am for it and I want more of it. God damn it.
Yeah. Just their entrance was just insane. Like, if you have the opportunity to go YouTube it or whatever, just go fucking watch it. I mean, almost halfway through this fucking pay-per-view only. And I can't believe that this is going to be the longest episode.
We could cut into two parts.
No, we're fine. Okay. Cuz there's two that we barely are going to talk about. So,
oh, okay.
But what I was going to say is I'm an asshole and I don't always pay for pay-per-views. This thing was $50 and I know that that's like the average price. I got my money's worth.
Dude, seriously. If you want, I'll send you $25.
No, you don't have to send me money.
Can we talk about, I'm glad Bleacher Report worked out in the sense that you and I were able to watch at the same time.
Exactly.
I know that was a concern for both of us.
There was a lot of concerns on how this was going to work. And I'm and glad it went well.
I love that you were like, I'll just FaceTime you.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out, I was like going to drag this computer because it has the better camera. Like, I'll just drag it behind me. I'll just set it up. Figure it out.
Amazing.
But so I love the Lucha Brothers.
Same.
I have an affinity for the Young Bucks, I'm not gonna lie. Because I like their athleticism. I like the shithead heels of them. I don't like them so much right now because they've had those fucking belts for forever. They're kind of just disgusting right now, but I love them because they really have been the driving force behind AEW. I think Cody's kind of the money and the voice, and Kenny is kind of the god in a way. But I feel like the Bucks have always been the heart and the drive because they're like the young boys of everything.
Yes.
Like they're the little boys that are like, we need to get this company going. This is their dream.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck off. I love the Bucks. I don't care. You can hate me if you want, whatever. But to see these two like tag teams go up against each other is fucking amazing because they were going to do each other justice.
Yes. 100%. This was going to be a fair fight because both fucking tag teams are athletic as fuck. Mm-hmm. The moves these guys create are like phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jesus. Flip.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No. Like, just, oh my God.
The second that Penta started bleeding, I'm like, I wanted to start crying because I'm like, I swear to God, Penta, that was too much blood.
That was a lot of blood. Like, dude, he started bleeding and it did not stop.
It didn't stop the whole time. And that man has a whole ass mask on. Like, oh, I figured like shit would be clotting underneath.
No,
and it was just not clotting. And like at one point, like he like runs in front of Ray because they're gonna hit Ray with
like a shoe.
Oh yeah, a shoe that with thumbtacks.
Because thumbtacks.
I mean, fucking Matt Jackson like wrestled the rest of the match with no shoe on.
Jesus fucking Christ! The whole thing. He pulled that shoe out, and I was just like, "What in the fucking monstrosity is this?"
Yeah,
that's
he's known for brutal. That though. He's known for that thumbtack shoe.
Oh my God. Ew, and he licked it.
Oh yeah, no, he's gross.
God.
But yeah, he smacks. He was gonna smack Ray, or he's gonna kick Ray in the head with it. But Penta got in the way, and he was like, "No, no, no."
Oh, and then one point, like Penta's head gets stuck on it while Matt Jack is wearing it, and they have to rip his head off. Oh my fucking God.
And there's just like blood is just like pouring out
everywhere.
Ray Phoenix's mask is like half ripped off.
Which I need to say this. I don't know shit about wrestling, and I know that you do not disrespect somebody by taking their mask off. Like that is a huge disrespect.
Yeah.
Huge.
But did you notice that, like,
how fucking dare you?
I know. Well, they're heels. They're heels. They're fucking assholes.
That pissed me off so much. Like, I got off the couch and was screaming at the television. Yeah. I was so mad. How dare you?
Did you notice that, like, later towards the, like, mid to late parts of the match when Penta was, like, really ripped, he kept, like, kind of hiding his face, like, behind his legs and stuff. And I'm like, I think as, like, a luchador, you kind of know, like, if something goes wrong, you know how to hide it. And they've been wrestling long enough that if something happens, like something does go sideways, you know how to distract from showing your actual face.
Yeah.
Even with Ray, like a lot of Ray's face was showing.
A lot of it was showing. It was insane. Oh my God. And then Ray climbed to the fucking top.
Oh my God. And you, okay, I love Ray Phoenix, but Ray Phoenix, you fucking do crazy shit all the time. Like, how is your body okay?
Well, and like, you know what I loved? Here's what I loved. You could tell Ray Phoenix was a little fucking scared to be up top. You could tell, because that motherfucker was hanging onto the wire.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, cool. Thanks for not being a fucking, like, typical wrestling dude who's just like, yeah, I'm on top of the fucking steel cage. Everything's fine. Fuck you. Y'all know it's scary up there.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
And this match is like, you can talk about it. You can, like, but you have to see it to believe it. It was absolutely insane.
And it was like non-stop violence the whole time. They did not slow down.
It was absolutely gnarly.
Favorite part is towards the end when they're all like standing in that circle wobbly as shit. And then they just like one chops one and then they chop the other. And then like, it just goes around in this weird chop circle. And then it was into a super kick circle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, guys, this is the silliest fucking thing ever, but I'm enjoying it. We'll go with it.
I love that too.
Fucking amazing. And then sickest, I got like, okay, tag team matches piss me off because always a motherfucker comes out of nowhere and messes up the fucking count. Always. Mm. Without fucking fail. So this time they fucking smashed one of the Jacksons, Penta takes over, and then Ray goes and fucking holds the other Jackson against the ropes. I'm like, yes, this is how you're supposed to tag team, motherfuckers.
I thought that was amazing.
Oh my God. And then they started fucking crying when they won, and I started crying.
I couldn't take Penta crying. I was like, baby, no.
God, I could not take Penta crying.
And then he covered his poor little babies in his blood.
Oh my God. I loved every minute of that. Yeah, he like grabs the tiny one and kisses her, and her face is all bloody.
Of course, she's wearing like a white dress. I'm like, of course.
But I also thought, like, I don't know, they didn't seem freaked out.
No, they were like, that's because, my daddy, like
I think they were just emotional because their dad just won the fucking belt, which was amazing. Well, because I have like a very interesting, like, is your kid really freaked out right now or is your kid fine? Always want. But yeah, they didn't seem freaked out. They seemed like, my dad just won a belt and I'm gonna cry about it. Which I was crying, and I don't know anything about you guys, so I understand.
They have a shop in LA, we should go there.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of a shop? Just like,
it's like a luchador shop.
Shut the front door.
I think it's Devin. I think Thunder Rosa has some stuff there too.
Oh my God. Well, you know, at the end of September, we could
just take a day trip. Go there.
We could take a day trip to LA and fucking go to there. I'm so in. Yes.
We'll have to do it.
All right. It's getting long. We still have so much more to talk about. Yes. So we're going to do a fucking two-parter. It has just been decided. So if you want to hear the rest of our fucking take, come back Thursday and there will be more.
Yes. But you can
two episodes this week, guys.
Yes, because we can't do this in one. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I didn't realize how much we were going to talk.
And there was actually so much show. So looking at it now, we have like three more.
And they're fairly big ones to talk about too.
Yeah. And then like two huge things that happen after.
And then final takes.
And 10 out of 10 wood bangs. So,
oh my God, 10 out of 10 wood bangs. Okay. So we're going to cut this off. We love you all. Come back Thursday to finish out the discussion. You can find us where?
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, do you want to put our links and everything?
Oh, yes. Okay. So you can find us on Twitter at
HDTWpod.
You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can DM us on either one of those. Ashley or myself will respond. I don't always put who's responding, so you'll guess. Thanks for everything, guys. If you are in a place where you can rate, review, subscribe, please do so. If not, just share an episode with a friend. Maybe they'd be into it. Maybe they won't, but at least you shared it with a friend.
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about. Friend.
Yeah. Friends. Talking about wrestling and sharing podcasts together and talking about wrestling.
All right. So that's it for this one. Come back on Thursday and we'll finish it out.
Yeah. Part two.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.